Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here it is. Here we go.
It's time for overrated, underrated, or properly rated with the Chad Hartman Show, live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun.
So good. That is so underrated. Great work.
Let's play it again. I mean, let's play it one more time. Come on, let's play it again.
If you really feel that's necessary.
Let's go. Let's go. One more time.
It's time for
it's
overrated,
better than the segment.
Underrated, or properly rated.
Nothing has ever been more
Chad
true.
This could land you in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, probably.
Live right. Here on share. CCO.
It's been a good run.
Call or text 651-461-9226.
I mean, your vocal
come
range.
On,
excellent.
Fun.
Thank you. I mean, you don't stay. I mean, it's almost like there's four people performing this.
I can hit four octaves.
Yeah, right. Which I could you identify the four octaves?
They're really good octaves.
They're really good octaves.
Yeah, your top octaves.
All right, newsman. By the way, you just heard the number. Reach out, text, call, shout, smoke screens. What do you have for overrated, underrated, properly rated? Reach out. Better with the audience. Mark Fry, you are leading off.
Well, as you may have heard, it is Earth Day. CBS said the world might burst into flames on their newscast.
Seems dramatic.
Yeah, yeah, a little bit.
I'd like to be home if that.
Yes.
Where do you want if the Earth bursts into flames, where do you want to be? Probably next to Halle Berry. I mean, that's might be my pick.
I think in a lake somewhere.
I think then the lake bursts into flames.
No,
too.
Lake is fine.
Lake's fine.
Yep.
River?
That might be a little dicey.
Stream?
Middle of the ocean.
Creek? I don't know. I don't know if
how many more bodies of water? Pond?
Yeah. I don't know if I want to be in a fire engulfed ocean.
No, thank you.
That's not really the way I want to go.
I don't think the ocean's good. I think you're going to be fine.
A nice ice cream shop wouldn't be bad. I just walk in. And
yeah.
If you're going to go.
They all melted.
Yeah.
Again, your lip and licking dexterity is
I'm the kind of guy who likes to take his time, Chad.
Not really.
I don't rush through it like you do.
Not really. Okay, so the Earth is bursting into flames.
I'm going to say,
do we know what time that's happening? By the way,
I think 2:30 maybe. Okay. I'm going to say overrated. All the stuff, and I brought this up multiple times on this segment on your program, Chad, is all the crap we see on the side of the road still today. That we have so much garbage cans
so
around,
bad.
Like, and it just ends up on the roads. So if you're driving out there, just keep it in your car.
Can I say this? I just offer this as a suggestion?
Correct. Yeah.
On Earth Day, and you see somebody flick something out, shoot to kill? I mean, is on Earth Day alone, Mark, possible?
Or the pit maneuver, just kind of put your car on the side of theirs and just spin them out. I think
what
that's okay.
Is the mindset of these individuals who are just bottom feeders, who just think, I'm just going to throw garbage out my car.
Just laziness, because typically you get a look at what these people might look like.
And oh.
They're not real go-getters, probably,
yeah?
I wouldn't say.
I'm gonna what does a non-go-getter look like,
Hot
Mark?
Take. What do they look like?
Wow.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
To be honest, I think it's anybody and everybody.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not shocked by the pastor might throw stuff out. The rabbi, I don't know. Mark's identified a type. He'll be breaking that down on Twitter, yes. Listing the type of the clown. More man than woman, Mark? The garbage in the street tosser?
I don't know. I think both sides collect a lot of crap in their cars.
Well, that's fair, but which ones are tossing it out?
I'd say probably men do more.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Mark's got a type. Right. Could be his new podcast.
Right. Launching this fall. Yes. Underrated, the moments of stupidity that make you laugh because they're just your own stupidity. So last week I have this, it's a just kind of a shaker bottle, and it's just water with electrolytes in it. Had the thing wide open,
La-di-da.
Didn't even know about it, and just sprayed it all over me.
All over
right
yourself?
Right here at work.
Here at
yeah.
work?
Oh, yeah.
Was anybody else in the newsroom?
Oh, yeah. It was great.
Who most made fun of you?
I don't think anyone really saw me do it. Laura
oh.
maybe threw some comments my way about it, but I was just drenched. And
I would have loved video. See, another place we need cameras.
Yes.
Right? Mark dousing himself, you know?
Another one, underrated, the sounds inside of a guitar store. I don't know if you frequent guitar stores very often, but I try to play. I'm not very good, but you just walk into a guitar store, and it's fun to hear just whether it's young or old, just trying to figure out if it's for them or somebody who's been playing for a long time. Just, I think music in general, just people learning how to navigate that's so underrated.
My boy Mikey
yeah.
plays the guitar,
mm-hmm.
so I hear it. I don't hear it as much as I once did, but I love it. You know, and what Saturday was...
Record day,
yeah. right? So Electric Fetus and a lot of places around. Hall of Fame day today for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So a fair amount of music
yeah.
conversation. I like it.
Don't forget Prince, too.
And Prince.
Yeah.
I will say, one of our guests we were trying for is my guy Jim Walsh. Because yesterday was 8 years after Prince, but Jimmy's not feeling the best. But, yeah, there was a lot of great stuff. On various social media platforms about Prince yesterday. So it was well worth your time.
One last one, properly rated. Iowa Hawkeye football great Ed Podolak is stepping down from the radio booth after 42 seasons calling Hawkeye football.
That's a heck of a run.
Yeah. And, I mean, he's been such an entertaining character for Iowa Hawkeye sports and a Super Bowl champ, and he's stepping down. So,
when I was broadcasting... The Continental Basketball Association. I believe I have the gentleman's name right. Bob Brooks, who was an Iowa Hawkeye play-by-play announcer. I think there might have been two networks for the Hawkeyes. That's how big they were. Do they just have one network now?
Yeah, so it's I can't remember who it's all through. I think it's just Learfield, whatever.
What a sweet man Bob Brooks was.
Oh.
Right? I think Ed Podolak, I guess, more with the Chiefs.
Right.
But 42 years, that's spectacular.
Bob Brooks was probably the nicest person to me as I was just a nobody college radio dork. He was just the kindest.
Were? Or...
Yeah, right. But still, yeah, Bob Brooks is a great guy.
Yeah, sweet, sweet man. Should we get to a few of the texts here? Underrated Earth Day, Rudy Gobert cleans up all the garbage teams throw out there every game. Very
right.
good.
Correct.
Yes. Although... the Rudy hate in the NBA is unbelievable. Another poll came out earlier this morning. Most overrated player in the game. Rudy wanted easy. Easy. After the year Rudy just had. To quote the late, great Flip Saunders, these guys have DirecTV?
Do people just not pay attention, or do people hate him for another reason?
He is not... well-liked among players as a person. I think the lack of playoff success for the Jazz has hurt him also. But if you watch, and again, I've not changed my tune at all. I still think they gave up too much for him. I don't think second place was close, okay? But this year he was phenomenal. And he made the pairing, as much as Towns adapted, and Towns gets credit, Gobert adapted even more and deserves all the praise he's getting. If you followed the Wolves this year and you're paying any attention, you know how essential Gobert was. So calling Gobert this year overrated, you're a dope. Full disclosure, I throw threads out. When I sew, I toss the threads, building material for birds. Threads, no. Throw them out in your garbage.
How many threads do you have? Just loose threads?
Yeah. High school robotics, underrated. Spent last week watching robotics team. St. Michael Albertville, by the way, adds, not a suburb, I know, competing in Houston. They tied for fifth out of 602 teams.
Wow.
Bravo. Speaking of the suburb thing, it's on my list, but I'll get to it now. Money Magazine, this is the time of year they come out with the big city, small yes. cities, whatever. They listed Northfield as a suburb with a soul, top 50 suburbs with a soul where to live in America. Get out of here with Whoa. Northfield as a suburb. Northfield, I like Northfield. It's not a suburb. Are you kidding me? Is Atlanta, Georgia also a suburb? Where are we drawing the line for a suburb? First of all, this St. Michael Albertville crap that Carter was tossing out last week, and now Northfield, a suburb? Nice town.
Lovely town.
Underrated golf course, too, but not a suburb.
No, it's probably about 40 minutes from downtown where we're at right now. Not a suburb.
I'm disappointed you guys lost the Wolves, right? It's the same year they have their best season in decades. That's two of us. I miss you talking to Al Horton and Jim Peterson. Jim Pete's on all the time. We ran into each other socially on Saturday night. We were chatting up on the phone today. He's on again Wednesday.
This time.
Right now. So Jim Pete is still on. Allen is outstanding. They probably wouldn't love that if we had another play-by-play guy from another station.
It's fine.
The few times the games are actually on the station. Are they going to make an accommodation for the playoff games, or do I have to have the app for that too?
Got outdoors programming or something probably.
Wolves broadcasters, all proper later. And Grady's excellent. They have a great crew. Properly rated the current dominance of Scheffler and Cord. I'm going to get to a little bit of that when I chime in. But Dave is up next. Mark is putting together his type, who he knows he can identify right away, who tosses garbage out. I can't wait to see the sketch outline. You know, will Donald Trump not like it? Like he's very upset about the court. By the way, he shouldn't like the courtroom sketch of him. It's not flattering.
Yeah. Did you expect it to be?
I think Donald did. If I was in courtroom, I'd like to be flattering also.
If you could get a real hardcore MAGA sketch artist and compare what we see now versus the MAGA version, that would be tremendous.
I would like mine to show Denzel Washington. There's Chad at court. God, he looks just like Denzel in Training Day. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites.
So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay. Cousin Kyle would say, play into the demo. All right, what do you got?
I knew this would be right up your alley.
Yes.
Little Earth Angel. The Penguins. You're a big fan. You've got all their LPs.
I love Penguins.
Yeah.
Except when they held me up at the Memphis Hotel. Were they Penguins? What was the thing? Memphis Hotel. I'm pretty sure they were Penguins. Jim Pete, if you're listening, we'd have to wait like at 4 and 5 o'clock. Are they Ducks? Maybe they were Ducks. I forget what they were. I mean, seriously, they'd gather around maybe the Memphis, Mark, Google this. Memphis was the Peabody Hotel. Maybe they were the Ducks. Probably weren't the.
There's not a lot of Penguins in Memphis, I don't think.
Well, they could have had a zoo.
It's possible. You know? I don't know why they'd be visiting a hotel.
Ducks, and people would gather around.
The Peabody Ducks.
Yes, the Ducks. Okay. Sometimes I'd be stuck waiting, almost miss the bus because these dumb Ducks.
That's cute. I don't know why you had to throw Penguins into the mess.
Yeah. Well, I figured you mentioned Penguins, I throw that in.
What, you think they're cousins?
Siblings.
You asked for it, so I have to bring it up.
Mm.
Overrated. Loose stool on the carpet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nothing worse as a parent to waking up at 5:45 in the morning. Hear your child in the bathroom. It's fine. Everything seems to be in order. I'm still in bed. Wife is already long gone at the gym with a friend. And then you hear the tub turn on. And you say, sweetie, what are you doing in there? Oh, I just got a little on my leg. It's fine. I'm taking care of it. Until you realize it's not fine, Chad.
I've been there, my brother.
It's not fine all over the carpet.
What a preview this is for the man.
Yes, get
whose
ready.
His wife is 21 weeks pregnant right
really,
now.
You're really.
Get ready.
Cleaning up the worst of the worst as it's seeping into your carpet and you're fighting back a gag reflex. That was my morning last Thursday, Mark. Get ready
carpeted
for it.
Carpeted bathrooms, wow.
No. That was the one floor it didn't actually get on.
Okay.
Well, I told you when we were chatting, we were talking, texting more than people know. The amount of stuff you end up doing as a parent.
That you didn't have on the bingo card?
Which you would have thought 5 minutes before the child was born is the most repulsive thing that you've ever heard of in your life. And then you're an active participant. Including cleaning up diarrhea on the floor.
You're not even mad about it. It has to get done.
Well, you're not happy about it.
No, but I couldn't be mad at
her. You're desensitized to it.
I was mostly concerned about the dog waking up and coming over and saying, hey, what do you got over here?
So good.
Underrated.
Can I give a text, by the way?
Yo, please.
You guys have to come up with something new. It's the same show every day, every week, every month, every year. When have we last talked about diarrhea on the floor on this show?
It's not frequent.
No.
Thankfully.
We have, what a novel concept. We have some segments that are the same day once a week, like every other show in America.
We call them benchmarks.
Benchmarks.
Yes.
Benchmarks. So I think this person calls our show underrated because it's so predictable. He knows when he can tune in to underrated, overrated, properly rated, 105. Chip Scoggins, 205. Tomorrow, Ask Adam Anything. Jamie Ukas, all the regulars, like every show in America has.
Speaking of the regulars and benchmarks, I've got one here as part of overrated, underrated, properly. That is underrated, the Am I Wrong Committee.
Okay, put your shoulder back in socket.
No, that's not me. It's the committee. The committee coming forth on Friday, having the courage and the fortitude to rip the Taylor Swift
the
album.
Courage.
Only to now, over the weekend and even today, seeing reviews like irredeemable.
Yeah.
Relentlessly cringe. Yes. Congratulations, committee. Trendsetter.
Okay, so it's a little bit like the Trump topic at the start. Should you care? Do you care? Does Taylor care?
She might when people aren't buying her album. Well, not like anyone buys an album now anyway, but when she sees the downloads and the listens aren't as high on Spotify as they were from the previous.
With her core, does it matter?
No.
I don't know if it does. And again, what we listened to on Friday, and then I listened a little bit more over the weekend, it is a lot of morose.
Mm-hmm.
It is a lot of introspection. It's a little bit, come on, like you said, give us a bang or two.
Maybe she wrote a bad album, thinking this Travis thing is going to work out, and now she needs something to be sad about. And so her next songs are going to be all ripping the people who ripped her album.
She might have already done it.
That's true.
She might have already. This might all just be a setup to sell more. Wouldn't shock me. You're proud of yourself. You know what? When I was reaching out to Jim Walsh to talk about Prince and to talk Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, it sounds like you're almost indignant that I didn't reach out to you and say, after you portending what was going to happen with the Taylor Swift onslaught of criticism, why shouldn't I be talking to you about Prince and the Rock and Roll Hall of Famers?
I'm not proud of myself. I'm proud of the committee. I'm just here. I'm just Dave. I'm not the committee.
Excuse me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know. Yeah, not good for her. She'll be fine.
Yeah. Last one quick. Underrated, the power of the Cinnabon. I don't know how they do it. Dance competition at MOA on Saturday.
Get out of here if you're bragging about a Cinnabon.
Oh, no, the power of the Cinnabon.
It's a dime a dozen.
Oh, no. It is far from a dime a dozen. You can smell it from a mile away.
Unlike you, they compensate with size. I mean,
how long has Cinnabon been around? Dozens of years?
I don't know. It's not like I know that like the Constitution. You act like we all should know it, like when 9/11 was. Like we all celebrate Cinnabon's anniversary. They're fine.
When you walk in the mall and you get to the
bottom third cinnamon roll.
Oh,
Fry, you're with me.
Are you kidding me?
Founded in 1985,
there
by
we
the way.
Go.
Look at that. We're coming up on 40 years of Cinnabon.
Blight on America.
So good. And when you
no,
get
it's
that
not,
when,
not
no, when
so
you get
good.
That whiff finally hitting your nose and you hit that mall.
Well, if your other whiff
happy.
Is filled with diarrhea at your house, of course it smells good.
And that I have plenty of other whiffs. Believe me. A lot of whiffs, okay? A lot of options.
Because this person thinks we don't shake up the show so much, let's do another segment of overrated, underrated, popular. No, we're not. He has nothing to do with her. She has nothing to do with it. I haven't got to mine yet.
I'm sure they're great.
We'll find out. That's the tease. It's almost like Who Shot JR. That type of tease in anticipation for next segment here on the show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Very funny. Okay, bonus version here because we went long. I'll go reasonably fast. Yes, I am. The Wolves are still the one team I care about. Okay, everybody else, I want the story. 16 years with the club, still close to people. So yes, I want the Wolves to win. However, can we dump the whiteout? Can we come up with something, please, for the love of God, something different? And I might be there. I won't be putting my white on. I want them to win. I will not be whiting out. And it's...
You wear off-white, like an eggshell?
Yes. I wait to Memorial Day through Labor Day.
Show up okay. in the full painter's uniform. White shirt, white pants.
The Wolves are doing this. Everybody, the white out. Why don't we do multicolors? Can we do something different? The few teams occasionally... do that. Why do we have to just go the white out? And I'm lousy at this. Like, Like I was saying, enough of the D'Angelo Russell, who drove me nuts, one of the five Wolves players who drove me most nuts, but they came up with Conley, Naw, and second-round draft choices for him, so it was a brilliant trade by Tim Conley. But because D'Lo called the fans, dead-ass fans, still standing up, hey, D'Lo, thank God you were here so we could trade your butt. Let's skip that idea, too. But now do I have multi-color? It's a kaleidoscope, and you're given a variety of colors. And then you wear them, if the Wolves are winning, you wear a certain color. They're losing, you wear a certain color, instead of just the whiteout. Don't we have to go a little further than just the whiteout?
Are you suggesting every fan has to bring multiple different shirts as an option and That's change it. Mid-game?
You show up with 10 different ensembles, depending what's
going
on. You
seesaw back and forth battle. You have to quick switch into the, know, the red shirt, then we're back to the blue.
I want more color schemes. I want more color schemes. Mark, how would you describe our refrigerator here at WCC Radio?
Which one? Depends on the one down here. Is
the one on our
floor. Supposed to be getting a new one, supposedly.
Sure. Okay. Right now, it's disgusting, right?
Yes, awful.
And I don't know who it is, but someone keeps bringing in a 12-pack of, is it Diet Mountain Dew?
Yep.
And
we know who it is.
We don't have enough room for 12. We just don't. Too much space.
What did you need all that room for today?
I made a healthy tuna salad.
Oh.
Wow.
I'm hungry right now.
Have a Diet Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Start chucking it.
I don't think we have enough space in the fridge for the 12-pack of Diet Mountain Dew.
Did you bring in the white Lululemon bag that's in there?
That is correct.
I had a feeling that was you.
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Well.
Are you like flexing in the fridge that you shop at Lulu?
The guy who sits in this spot. 9 to noon, all he wears is Lululemon.
Just saying.
I'm not even sure.
Pompous lunch receptacle I've ever seen.
I'm not even sure I even bought the stuff. It's just a bag at the house.
I've got a couple Clementines here. I can just carry them in my bag, but I'm going to need that little Lululemon satchel.
Who am I showing off to in the most gross refrigerator of all time?
You're probably swinging along the way as you're walking down downtown. I carry my lunch in a Lululemon, everyone. This is my Lulu lunch.
Yeah.
All the rest of you shop at Cub or Kowalski's. I buy my groceries at
no
Lulu.
Better place to brag about than potentially the most disgusting radio building in America where we're working right now.
I just had a standard Tupperware salad. I didn't have a Lulu salad.
Fresca. I had not had a Fresca in years and years and years.
Oh, what a Fresca.
And on this golf trip, somebody said, look, they got Fresca. I went, I don't remember the last time I had a Fresca. Lovely. Refreshing. I think Frescas are massively underrated. When's the last time you had a Fresca? Funny guy.
bubbly water's gross. But when
it tastes nothing like bubbly water.
Either way, carbonated water is gross.
Okay.
When you see Fresca,
terrible
do you, like me, automatically think of Judge Smales offering the Fresca to Danny?
Yes.
How about a Fresca?
Yes, I do. But that also came out 900 years ago, so I'm allowed to think of it with some duality. You know?
I'm not saying you aren't. I'm just saying that's the first thing that pops into my head. So it's Ted Knight.
You have not had a Fresca in a long time.
No, I do not like carbonated water. I think it's disgusting. Okay.
So get back in the corner for the second time on the show.
Clanging and banging.
Mark, over there, lift some weights. Mark, Fresca?
I've never had one, but now, I'm intrigued. I would like to
try it.
I'm not a hater. Yeah.
Yeah. Dave hates water on Earth Day.
What type of person
WCC
drinks Fresca,
Radio,
Mark?
Big knocker calls out water on Earth Day. The Wild tribute, I believe her last name was Sheehan, Julie Sheehan. I have not seen Julie in a long time because I don't go to a lot of Wild games. If I do, I sit in stands. And Julie has worked in the press box area for 19 years. She's leaving. She was diagnosed with Parkinson's. And the Wild had our guy, Garen, talking to her and bringing her in a video. Find the Wild on Twitter. I reposted it, so to tons of other people. And by all accounts, she's just a great human being. And they had her head on down in the locker room and read the lineup. And all the guys just hugging her and wishing her the best. good on the Wild. It was great. It was just sweet. It was kind. It was appropriate. Teams are so much better at that and finding a way to tell stories. And I loved it. It was very good. I caught myself shaving for the first time in a while. Do we all almost die when we cut ourselves shaving? The amount of blood you get for cutting yourself shaving. I almost had the ambulance at my house. It's ridiculous.
What did you get? I mean, near the carotid?
Right here. Just below.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bottom lip right under your mouth?
Yeah.
That's a tough spot to get cut.
Yeah. It didn't feel good.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Didn't feel good. We could go Nelly Korda. We could go Scottie Scheffler. But we're going to go two others. Bella McCauley at the U of M, coming back from 7 down to win the women's individual Big Ten championship. First time, I think, in 35 years, somebody from the U has won it. Bravo. The McCauley sisters have been great in the local golf scene for a long time. Backing it up again. And then the 15-year-old kid, Miles Russell, 15 years old, Corn Ferry Tour, finishes tied for 25th. Amazing. So underrated. And the last one, overrated. John Sterling called Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig. That's how long John Sterling has been with the Yankees. He retires with some health issues. As he retires on Saturday, they give him a giant TV, which I'm guessing from Best Buy costs $125. Okay? You can't get, like, your legendary play-by-play announcer something better than a TV from Best Buy? Or
it comes in like a built-in Roku or something. It's nice.
I mean, in about a year, TVs are going to be free. The way the prices are dropping right now. And I'm great. I'm all for it. But is that really enough? Just a TV?
What would you like? What would make you happy, Chan?
A little more unique. Mark, don't you think a little more unique?
Maybe I don't know what the press box named.
Maybe they named the broadcasting after him. I'm not saying he needs like a monument out in Monument Park, but hey.
Sounds like you are.
I mean, just, hey, here's a TV.
Right. It was used in the clubhouse.
Yeah, exactly.
Enjoy.
I know the Yankees are struggling for revenue, too.
Right.
Columbia University, you are failing epically. Let's discuss in moments. 51 past one. That's the Lindus Construction Time Check. Time to keep your basement dry and get 75% off installation labor on leaf guard gutters. Tell me about school today at Columbia University, Dave Harrigan. Prestigious, Tony, successful Columbia University.
I've moved to online classes today. I assume just because they want to move towards the future, right, Chad?
No.
What?
No. Because it's unsafe.
Oh.
To be there.
Yes. That's
on
right.
campus.
The anti-Semitism. Yes.
It's not safe to be there. We had a rabbi yesterday associated with school telling Jewish kids,
stay home.
I cannot guarantee your safety here. Once again, the obvious caveats here, protesting should be celebrated in this country. It's a part of it. When you're harassing, when you're intimidating, when you're threatening violence, it's grotesque. And I thought Jason was right. I heard part of what Jason did say on Thursday when he's like, okay, we're spending too much time worrying about college kids. We're not, though, than when a college of any stature, let alone Columbia, cannot have classes because they cannot protect the safety of kids who are Jewish. By the way, hot take. I don't see why this is complicated for a lot of people. If you happen to be Jewish, it doesn't mean you agree with everything Israel does. If you're American, does that mean you agree with everything America does? I'm sure there are many people of the Jewish faith who can't stand Bibi Netanyahu. I'm sure there are many who think the thousands and thousands who've died in Gaza is way too much, and it's barbaric, and there should be adjustments. I'm sure there are others who say, can we also, every time that you bring up how awful it is in Gaza, and it is, and something should change, that Hamas would kill anybody who's Jewish or probably tangentially Jewish if they had the chance. How is it possible that a university can't create this safe of an atmosphere where they're telling kids to not go to class? How long is this going to go on? And by the way, I'm sure there are kids who are protesting, in the right way, who are facing the broad-based insults of you're going too far. Because, again, college campuses and speaking out on important issues, no kidding. But by the way, how often has that been going on college campuses too, where, especially from the lefties, well, yeah, you can protest all you want as long as you agree with us.
Correct. Bring as many voices to campus as you want, unless they're from the right.
Yeah, as long as they're to the far left. And, I mean, we're arresting people at Yale. We should have been arresting people on the violent side a hell of a lot sooner. And we need to set up more places where here's where you protest. This is it. Because it's such a bleeping tinderbox. And I get how incredibly complicated and complex the topic is. Because the Israelis and the Middle East and the Palestinians and this battle, which will go on for perpetuity. It's heightened now because of what Hamas did. It's heightened now because the bludgeon that Bibi Netanyahu continues to use. And how Joe Biden talks tough in phone conversations, but in the end gives Israel what they need. Because guess what? All of a sudden Israel's attacked by Iran after Israel conveniently decided this was the time to go after Iran. There was no PR in that by Bibi, was there? I think there was 100% on that. So it's not – you. If it's like you want, you can make it as simple as possible or as complicated as possible, and it's not easy. But if you have a kid attending any school in America and they have to cancel classes because you can't control protests and you can't identify those who are peacefully protesting versus ones who are vicious and defamatory and threatening violence and literally creating violence, then you are failing. And I'm sure it's not easy. But it's shameful. It is shameful what is going on right now. And there are no signs. Let's take at least to 5835. There are no signs, which is so typical of America right now, where we want to listen and actually have a conversation. Because I really don't care about Ilhan's daughter. I care about Ilhan, who has a tweet out today. We're suggesting the blame is headed the wrong way. You can go back and listen to our very passionate conversation with the congresswoman on Palestinians in Israel 3 weeks ago, month ago.
I'd say month and a half ago.
Podcasted. I would bet she's not detached. Like, I wouldn't be detached if my kid was involved. Okay? But what does it say about America right now? And what does it say about repeating America? Because we've done this before. This isn't like it's new. I'm not like, oh, my God, this never happened before. They were failing then, and it's only going to get worse, right?
Yes. We're in a bad spot. And thinking, do you blame the college? Do you blame the kids? Everyone deserves blame. But to let protests get out of hand and
we can't
not put the boot down earlier?
It's going to happen in more and more campuses.
Yeah.
Buckle up. It's going to be a rocky, rocky summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.